What's not in dispute is death row inmate Richard Franklin killing Columbia Correctional Institution officer Reuben Thomas, says Nada Carey, Franklin's attorney. What is, she says, is whether it was cold, calculated, premeditated murder. Carey says the evidence doesn't suggest Franklin had any intention of killing Thomas. She adds the only thing on his mind was to stop Thomas from continually cursing at him and treating him badly.
The issue here is what was his motive. And his motive, this is a personal beef. This man was treating him in a humiliating way.
But some Supreme Court justices, like Peggy Quince, didn't appear convinced.
He obviously had some plan because he picked the man. You yourself have said that the officer has now left the cell.
Yes.
And has gone down the steps.
Yes.
He now outfits himself with this homemade shank, follows the officer, stabs him, gets through this little door and continues to stab him. As he's trying to get through the second door, he continues to stab him.
But Carey says the justices need to take into account Franklin's mental state at the time, adding it was just supposed to be a scuffle.
It's reasonable for someone like Mr. Franklin, who has a 73 IQ, he's the middle age of a 13-year-old, he's in brain damage, he acts on impulse. The court's well aware these are all the attributes of someone with his characteristics. This was impulsive, it was rash. He's not thinking ahead. He's thinking, I'm going to chase him down the hall. And he's thinking, okay, I got him.
But Assistant Attorney General Patrick Delaney, representing the state, disagrees. He contends Thomas, quote, carefully planned the killing of Thomas.
The fatal blow has been inflicted, and Sergeant Thomas falls to the ground. Franklin turns around to all the inmates gathered on the glass and makes a throat-slashing motion with his right hand. That tells us his intent. His intent was to stab Sergeant Thomas until he thought he was dead. It was immediate. It was immediate right afterwards. He wouldn't have stopped stabbing him until he fell, and that's exactly what happened.
Meanwhile, the justices also weighed the case of another death row inmate convicted of fatally stabbing a woman in Escambia County. Willie Hodges, an Alabama man, is also a suspected serial killer. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.